Did you all put the hymnals away already? We'll take them back out again. That first reading. Fear the Lord your God. Keep all the statutes and commandments which I am enjoining on you, so that what? Keep all the statutes and commandments which I enjoin on you, Moses says, so that you will have what?
Long
life. Perfect. You can put them away again. So that you may have long life. Who has seen the Godfather? Okay. The Godfather, what is the leading cause of death? What is the leading cause of an early death in the Godfather? There's lots of good answers. I'm hearing lots of good answers. Good. I would say that what causes all those things that you were all saying, the root cause of all that is unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness to the family, to the mob, the mafia. Unfaithfulness to Don Corleone. Unfaithfulness to this family, to the rules of the family. An early death is assured to anyone who betrays. Is this the sort of threat that is given by Moses in that first reading? Behave or mob justice, mafia justice. Behave or you won't have a long life. That's not the threat. That's not what Moses is saying. When Moses lays down the law, it is not a law based on submission and based on punishment. It's one laid down out of love. So it's more like the rules of the road. Stay in your lane, use your directional, don't drink and drive, and thus have long life. It's the natural consequence of the faithfulness to God and to God's ways. It's a natural consequence of, we've all agreed how to use the highway. You won't have a long life if you disobey it, and that's not because someone's punishing you, it's because it's just what's going to happen. Thus have long life. Moses is promising that it's the natural consequence of faithfulness to God, faithfulness to God's ways. I love you, Lord, my strength, because you have shown me better ways. You lead me to victories, little victories, big victories. Jesus expands on the law of love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. He quotes the entire thing that Moses says in that first. And also, love your neighbor as yourself. Our task, our vocation, our call by God is to love. It's lived out differently in each of us. Some of us love as spouses, as husbands and wives love, which leads to loving also as parents, in the way that parents love their children. Two different ways of loving. Not all of us are called to these, but all of us are called to love as children. And not all of us are called to love as spouses or parents, but all of us are called to love as children. In the way that children love their parents, whether you're 4 or 44, and you still take care of your parents, you still love your parents. Not all adults have children, but all children have their adults. And we're called to love them. We're called to love our parents. In the particular way that children love parents. We're called to love our siblings. And we're called to love our friends, those who are our equals, unlike parent-child. We're also called to love our enemies. Some of us are called only to love celibately, loving everyone as sisters and brothers, and loving no one as husband or wife. This is the way that priests love. This is the way that religious sisters or brothers love. No one calls us husband or wife. No one calls us mom or dad. Instead, we restrict ourselves to the brotherly and to the sisterly love as a more unique and less common way of responding to God's call. It's a different vocation, and it is, it's less common. Generally, God calls us to marriage. And all of these all of these ways, all of these vocations are blessed, or are sacraments, but no matter what they are, married, whatever, they're all vocations to love. It's always to love. Love is the greatest